Hello everyone, welcome back to Baking and Cooking's a Blast. Today we're going to be making peanut butter oat balls with delicious ingredients including chocolate and other things. But before we get started, I want to make a request for another podcast out there, which is made by my very, very close friend, Leah, and her older brother, Owen. And they make their podcast called ATL Sports Now. And they have sports news and everything you need to know about sports, but they also have trivia, so it's also very funny. And you can listen to it wherever you're listening to my podcast. So make sure to go and search ATL Sports Now. It is the best sports podcast I know of. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what we are going to be making today. We are going to be making peanut butter oat balls, and they are super easy to make and super delicious. And if you like, it's good for a dessert, a snack, a breakfast. If you're someone that just likes to grab something and get on with your day for breakfast, this is right for you. They're delicious and they're they fill you up. So I definitely think you need to try this recipe. And now we will head to the kitchen to make them. All right, I'm in the kitchen. The ingredients I've already got out, but here they are. A half cup of peanut butter, 1/4 cup of honey, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 cup of oats, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of chia seeds, and 1 tablespoon of mini chocolate chips. But I'm gonna add more because 1 tablespoon is not enough. To get started with the peanut butter, I'm going to, if it's yours is drippy, then just try to pour it into the half cup, but mine is not, so I'm going to have to scoop it out. The base of this is the peanut butter, and it ends up actually being a dough at the end, and then you just roll the dough out with your hands into balls. And you can make the balls any size you want. I make mine fairly small just because I think I would want to make more rather than make them big and not have as many. But that's my opinion, so you can do what you want. And this is really good for all those peanut butter lovers out there. I am definitely one of those people. Love peanut butter. Okay, all my peanut butter is measured out, so now I'm just going to take my spatula and get it all out of the cup because we want all that peanut butter in there. It's a bit hard to get it all, but if you don't, okay. Try to get it all off your spatula. It's not what I'm doing, just taking my finger and licking it off. Keep your spatula, don't put it in the sink. Sorry it took so long for me to put my recipes out. They are out now. All right. Next ingredient is honey, and honey is considered a liquid, so use a liquid measuring cup. Oh, and I'm making my dough in a medium size bowl, but any size bowl will work. It doesn't really matter. You can even use a small bowl and it won't matter. Okay, So I'm using a liquid measuring thing and measuring out 1 cup of honey. And this is actually the only, why they use so much of it is because, 1/4 cup of honey. My bad. Let's see. Well, there is no 1/4 on here. So I'm just going to, say 1 cup is a lot. Oh dear. So I filled it up to a little over 1/3. And 1/4 is a little below that. So I'm just going to pour it in until it looks like it would be at the 1/4. Looks good. Okay. So 1/4 cup of honey, everyone. Looks good. Okay. Next up is 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. We'll put that in. Sorry, I was looking at the 1 teaspoon and reading the 1 cup. So that's why I got that a little bit wrong. Next up is the oats, and that calls for 1/2 cup. So rinse out your 1/2 cup that you use for the peanut butter. And if you have another 1/2 cup, then use that. But I don't want to get peanut butter in my oat container. Rinse as much as possible and dry it. Stick. And we certainly do not want that. Measure out oats. And now I'm going to mix that up with my spatula. I will taste the batter and hopefully it's not too sweet. Added too much honey. But if it is, it'll be a dessert. So let me just add the rest of the, I'm gonna taste it now so I don't waste all the rest of my ingredients. No, it's not bad. Yeah, it's good. Okay, good. Next up is the cinnamon, and that's 1/2 teaspoon. Oh, my hands are wet.
We've got peanut butter.
I recommend taking the lid off your cinnamon, and then taking your tablespoon, but it's 1/2 teaspoon, so. And a little more is fine, because you can never have too much cinnamon. Cinnamon just gives everything a great taste. So that's M. And now next up is 1 tablespoon of our chia seeds. And the chia seeds give this like a really cool texture, and they taste awesome. Chia seeds, I think, are a very interesting but very amazing ingredient. They're small but bold. So I'll put in that tablespoon. And as I said, I have my chocolate chips here, but I'm not gonna measure it. I'm just gonna pour it in, mix it up, and if I think I need more, I'll add more. So, I'm gonna Like I said, I'm not going to use a whole bag. That's way too much. But especially for what we have. But one tablespoon is not enough. So now I'm just going to mix all that in. And make sure to get it well combined with the cinnamon and everything. And I think I added enough chocolate, but if you're a chocolate type person, it doesn't really matter how much chocolate you add. Just add however much chocolate you want. And I recommend having mini chocolate chips, so I didn't say that. Let's see, I can add a little bit more chocolate. So I can't see that, I'm gonna be able to see it in there. Perfect. Just taste a little bit that's on the side. Not bad, not bad. Okay. What to store them in, you're probably wondering.
The answer to that question is a airtight container. And then put it in the fridge.
And they will be sticky when you put them in the fridge, but once they get cooler, they'll not be as sticky anymore, so they won't just stick to your fingers like it does now. And the next step is to roll them in a ball and then just put them in your airtight container and refrigerate them. I'll come back after I'm done rolling out them all. All right, I measured out all my, I have formed all of the balls and put them in two airtight containers, one being small, one being medium, just so you have an idea of
what containers you'll have to use. Sorry, I had to get the lid for the other one.
Alright, now I'm going to put both my containers into the fridge, and when I come back, we will do the review part of the episode. Before we do the review part of the podcast, I am going to give you a quick request for something amazing for all the baking and cooking lovers out there. Eliza the chef, who is my uncle's goddaughter, so I am somewhat related to her, who you probably know of her because she won Chopped on one of their episodes. She is doing an Instagram Live. Usually it's every Sunday, but it's sometimes Wednesday. The times vary. It's usually 4, but as I said, they vary. And if you want to watch her live videos, go to Instagram and search Eliza the Chef. She gives you step-by-step videos that are live, so she is doing it right there and then, on how to make something, and you can go back and see the recordings of her live videos on, it's in her, I think it's in her Instagram description of her, file or whatever you call it, her homepage. I don't know what they call the Instagram things, I forget right now. So, definitely check that out. She won Chopped, so Yes, she was on TV, and she is just an amazing, joyful, and inspiring person. She is definitely one of the inspiring chefs to me. So, definitely go into her web, to go to her page, that's what it's called, her page on Instagram, and at Eliza the Chef. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening to Baking and Cooking's a Blast, and come back to my new episode. Make sure to look at the website for the recipe and the directions so you can do it yourself. See ya!